Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News in the wings, Jeff Holtzman. Jeff, we're following this whole Russia thing. You and I have talked about it a couple of times, and apparently the president has some new sanctions. Is that correct?
Yeah, the president announced Thursday new sanctions against more officials who are believed to be complicit in Russia's decision to go into Crimea to seize that territory and to annex it. The president said in a speech at the White House that this is an example of additional costs that the White House promised against Russia earlier in the week if Russia continued its behavior and down its current path. And so this is sort of a follow-through on that. The sanctions are aimed at officials who are considered oligarchs. These are wealthy people who are in Putin's inner circle. They advise him. They also sort of enable him to do things financially and support him politically, of course. And then also a big Russian bank is named in the sanctions as well. Interestingly enough, in response, Putin levied sanctions of his own against U.S. officials, including John Boehner and Harry Reid and Bob Menendez. Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he said, you know what, if my opposition to what Russia's doing gets me sanctioned, then so be it. So that was kind of interesting. Of course, it's not believed that any U.S. officials have serious investments in Russia, but the reverse of that is believed to be true. Wealthy Russian officials are believed to have vast investments in the United States, and so these sanctions essentially freeze those assets. So it's designed to hurt Russia, in terms of its economy. And the hope is that these sanctions will ultimately, you know, have an effect in the long run and force Russia out of its, you know, current position, which is that it's, you know, seized Crimea and it might be looking to seize more.
Wow. So, all right. So now that so this is more than tough talk, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are still some lawmakers in the U.S., specifically Republicans, I should say, who want the president to go further. Marco Rubio wrote an op-ed in which he said that the president should immediately, drop out of the NATO-Russian alliance. They should end that. He also advised President Obama to drop out of the New START treaty, which I think we talked about this yesterday. That was one of the president's big foreign policy initiatives when he took office, was to get this nuclear non-proliferation deal with Russia, and called New START. And so Rubio wants the president to drop out of that. And other Republicans have other suggestions in terms of ways that the president could, you know, take different approaches to be stronger and more heavy-handed. Ed Royce, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, wants the president to end the U.S. ban on liquefied natural gas exports in order to be able to export natural gas to Eastern European countries like Ukraine that depend on Russian energy sources. So I don't know if the president's going to adopt that, but it's certainly a suggestion being floated out there.
Yeah. Let's jump on to something else. Nancy Pelosi taking the floor, basically saying Obamacare is a big one for the Democrats. I mean, this is the same old rhetoric in a sense, right? What is she saying, the reason why Obamacare is the big winner for them?
Well, she said that today, Kate. She didn't really give any reasons why she thinks that Obamacare will be a political winner for Democrats in the midterm elections. She generally, you know, generally speaking, she said that because of the new protections within the law, it's going to prove popular for Democrats to run on the merits of the law this year and be able to beat back Republican attempts to take over the Senate. Obviously, a lot of us in Washington are skeptical. The way the forecasting looks right now, Republicans appear to have a decent shot at the Senate. Democrats have 21 seats they have to defend, and Republicans are making strong plays in a lot of possible states, like New Hampshire, for instance, where Scott Brown just announced that he's exploring a run there. So that's going to force Democrats to spend a lot of money and obviously play a lot of defense on the issues. And the Republicans are banking on the fact that more stories are going to come out throughout the year where people are, you know, seeing higher premiums or, you know, having to switch doctors and things like that. Meanwhile, Democrats are, you know, highlighting stories that have been out there where people are actually saving money on Obamacare. There's actually an interesting story today in the Huffington Post. Scott Brown, while he was exploring his bid, was meeting with an official in New Hampshire, a former Republican Party official there who actually lost health insurance because he lost his job. And because of Obamacare, the official told Scott Brown that he's been able to save $1,000 a month on his premium, he and his wife. And Scott Brown was sort of dumbfounded. So it's, it's, you know, it's a tale of two cities, really, with Obamacare. There are stories out there suggesting that people are really benefiting from this thing, and then there are stories where people aren't benefiting. In the end of the day, you know, it's really a regional thing. I think that people in more rural areas of the country are going to see, you know, higher premiums or experience loss of doctor, things like that. And I think that they're going to be opposed to Obamacare. And I think that people in more urban areas where you have a bigger pool of customers and therefore, you know, lower prices, I think they're going to be more satisfied with the law.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on that. The one thing that you linked to me that's interesting, I think people out there will find this interesting. What's the scoop on the reporter from Phoenix that said that the White House spokesperson had to review questions from members of the White House press corps? Is there's no truth to that, or what's the deal?
Well, the White House is denying it. Here's the story. A reporter from CBS 5 in Phoenix named Catherine Anaya was invited to the White House yesterday to do an interview with President Obama. She was one of several reporters from different regional outlets that came to the White House, and they were under very strict rules. They had to do their interviews in 4 minutes or less. They had to be standing, and the White House really wanted them to focus on, you know, things where the president could promote different, you know, White House messages like Obamacare and things like that. This is all according to Anaya, who gave this report last night, you know, for her news station. And one of the things she also said, Kate, was that she and other reporters were treated to a little off-the-record private meeting with Jay Carney, who's the White House chief spokesman. And in that meeting, Anaya said that Carney told them that oftentimes he'll get questions in advance from members of the White House press corps, like myself, before briefings start, and then he'll actually answer them ahead of time. And that way, when the briefing starts, it's all just basically a show. It's not actually reporters asking, you know, questions that the spokesman doesn't see coming. It's them basically rehashing the questions they've asked him before and him rehashing the answers he's given them before. So that was according to Catherine Anaya, the local reporter from Phoenix. Now, Carney today responded on Twitter. He said that that's not true. There's no veracity to that story, that he doesn't actually pre-select questions before the briefing. And a couple of White House correspondents who I know, John Carl from ABC and Ed Henry from Fox, also both denied that story, saying that they don't send their questions ahead of time to the press secretary. Now, it's generally believed that, you know, while it probably doesn't happen every day that questions are sent ahead of time, it's generally speculated that reporters do email the press secretary from time to time. You know, if the briefing isn't until 1 o'clock and a story breaks at 8 or 9 in the morning, you know, and reporters want a statement, they'll go ahead and email the press secretary or maybe the deputy and say, hey, here's my question, you know, what do you think, and get a response ahead of time. I mean, it's been known to happen. But the suggestion from Anaya that it happens every day, the White House and press corps members are denying that.
Wow, absolutely crazy. Hey, we have like 30 seconds left. I know it's all out of time, but the Malaysian flight, what's the scoop from the White House on that? What are they saying?
Australian officials are saying that they have satellite footage showing debris and other objects in the water off the southwest coast of Australia in the Indian Ocean. Now, that those objects, that debris has been unverified. It's going to take about 24 hours for the officials to actually figure out, you know, specifically what those things are. There's a theory that one of the objects might resemble part of the missing plane. So there's a small chance. But a lot of people are skeptical. Obviously, the families of the missing, you know, passengers are holding their breath today, hoping that there's some news. But, you know, it's unverified at this point.
Wow. All right, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did it feel like spring to you today? I'm just wondering. I thought one of the most interesting photographs I saw was a palm tree with snow around it. Is it an illusion? Was it a plant? And it was it cut up that way? It's all about that trick photography. No, it was real. So cold snow in the Midwest and the East next week. And it is officially the first day of spring. So this crazy cold weather is going to still be popping up in the first part of April. And it'll be tough for some outdoor sports. I think the last time we met, we were talking about the stadiums having to scrape away snow off of the field. And it was pretty thick before the baseball teams, the professional baseball teams, got back into town. And now this is a big problem with lacrosse, track and field, a whole bunch of spring activities where normally you're not even thinking about that. But if you have temperatures in the 20s, where highs are in the 20s in some of those northern states, like in Montana, our friends in Montana, well, that's going to cause you some problems for anything outdoors. Boy, in the Mid-Atlantic region, after 15 to 20 inches of snow fell in Philadelphia, and the amount of snowfall throughout the entire winter has been just so ridiculous. I think they're ready to pretend it's spring, even if it's really not. But I just wanted you to know, in case you missed it, because sometimes people miss that 21st. you know, when the day comes and swings by. And yes, it officially, we have seen, it's official, the first day of spring. Coming up on This Hour of America tonight, I'll be sure to touch briefly on March Madness because I know some of you have brackets. I already got 10 different emails on it, so who says people don't check in on sports? Of course you do. Flight 370 continues to pique our interest. Why? Because they are just searching to the ends of the earth and what ultimately is going to be recovered here. They're talking about debris from that flight trapped in an area where debris tends to get trapped off of Australia. So if you look at the distance from Australia to where those objects were spotted by a commercial satellite, they only have 2 to 3 hours to get around the search area before having to return back, you know, because of the darkness and whatnot. So this is an area about 1,500 miles southwest of Perth, and it's the two objects that they're concerned about as possible pieces of the plane. And so there's a massive Norwegian cargo ship that's been diverted to that spot, and there's a few aircraft. It's sort of a motley crew looking for the pieces of the plane. Because if they found pieces of the plane, then they can start to piece together what happened. Hello. Yep, well, here's the tail. That's it. You know it's down. But it's that it takes so long to get there. It looked like something was bobbing up and down is what's been said. Something swirling around, but who knows? Maybe it's not what they think it is. Because of the size. The piece of an airplane to have... any aircraft to have survived something like that, it'd have to be part of the tale. The more people I talk to in aviation, it has to be part of the tale, because the tail height of a Boeing 777 is 60 feet. So they're talking about 78, 60, somewhere in there. That's what they believe. Then bingo, that's what we could be looking at. But they're just not 100% sure, so they're trying to be careful when they have the information come out. Let's control the flow of information. Yeah, good luck on that. So they searched the Bay of Bengal, the Andaman Sea. The four warships and three planes are scouring the area. And it's, again, far north of the region where Australia is now leading the search for the objects that appeared in the photographs but are unidentified, previously unidentified, and could be the possible site for the plane. Could be, because, you know, who's to say that it's not that it is for sure? Of course, nobody wants to say that for sure until they get everything retrieved and tested and whatever else they have to do. They're analyzing websites from the pilot and the co-pilot. That's a little bit of information. They're analyzing where they visited recently, that kind of stuff, seeing if they can piece together what could have possibly happened here. And number one, the search for the plane, finding the plane to present the true picture of going over to present the true picture of what happened. They'll be able to tell pretty easy if that's the case. But trending wise, there is nothing bigger than this story. Nothing. The Ukraine comes in a pretty close second. And then the sad story of Loren Scott, who is the longtime girlfriend of Mick Jagger's, a designer whose creations were even on Ocean's 13. Remember Ocean's 13? And nobody says they had any clue that she was so despondent. She was in a lot of debt, and some people didn't know that. She hung herself from a scarf on a doorknob. So sad for the people around her because they couldn't tell. 49 years old. And probably the thing that she would have been most known for besides some of these movies is that she designed a collection for the Banana Republic that came out last year. And she was with Mick Jagger, has been with Mick Jagger since 2003. And so many people were bombarding Mick Jagger with comments that on his website he felt compelled to post something and said he was struggling to understand how his lover and best friend could end her life this tragic way. See, just like everybody else, when suicide happens, it twists you around inside. And we've had people on the show that have talked about that and just how awful it is when you just have no knowledge in many cases that anything is wrong. Things seem normal. But something's not right. And was it the debt? Was it something else that was crushing her? Probably. The thought is it was probably the debt and she wasn't telling anyone. And that was the thing that just sent her over the edge. But you know, one never knows for sure. It looks like it could be that anyway. And very tragic to have had that happen. Very, very tragic. All right, coming up on America Tonight, looking at 2016, one of the big stars that, no shocker, his stock keeps rising, and he's showing humor, he's showing knowledge, and more importantly, he really is authentic and true to himself and what he said when he first came into office. The man who could be president might surprise you, who I'm going to talk about, versus who you think should be there and get the nomination. And I mean, it's wide open, really, for the Republicans. It's Hillary Clinton to lose. I don't imagine she loses the Democratic nominations necessary. And their Clintons are trying to play a little bit coy, but I think it's pretty obvious that she wants to be the first female president. And it's just a question of if anything else somehow steps in the way, gets in the way, but it doesn't look like that. And she's speaking about foreign policy and speaking out about a few other things as she makes her way kind of around the country here and there. So she is more than testing the water. She's letting it flow. They've turned on the spigot and it's called Hillary. Hillary's running in 2014. Hillary's running in 2015. Hillary's running in 2016. And that's the year that counts the most. What have you done for me lately? And what's right in front of me? And that's what you'll have to counterattack somehow. With lots of stops and lots of backup by well-known Democrats, including her husband. I think if you get the blessing from Bill, it's almost a lock. I mean, seriously, that's the sway of Bill Clinton. 855-266-5283. Do you think these pieces that look like the aircraft are going to turn out to be that flight? Or is there something more sinister going on? Hang with us.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's like a barracuda. That would be Hillary Clinton, because she knows she is focused on the prize, and if the Republicans fumble, they won't even be competitive in 2016. I said this before, it can't be a beauty pageant like it was last time, meaning there are all these tryouts, basically. The tryouts have to end as quickly as possible and get to the real deal. That's what the Republicans need to do. And names are cropping up all over the place, but it's the same names that we're hearing. And of those names, the one that's really getting a lot of attention is Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. And it's not necessarily a surprise that Paul is getting the attention, because he's doing what he's been doing since he decided to run. He looks at through the eyes of everybody else, I think, closer to everybody else, as he looks at whatever piece of legislation he has a say in, knowing the deep effect that it'll have on a lot of people. And his stock has gone up in the polls. There's no question about that. The other thing is that he has a little bit of a track record, which normally can be damaging to you, but it doesn't seem to be damaging to Paul. His star power is rising. And I think because he's not afraid to call Republicans out either and say, hey, we, you know, we can't do this again. We can't go down this path again. In fact, Paul said the GOP was like bad pizza crust, that they need to broaden the base. And he says the Republicans' need for change to, he likened it to a recent Domino pizza campaign, saying, you know, that this is, the Republican Party needs to either evolve, adapt, or die. So there you go, evolve, adapt, or die. And if they die off, well, that means more Republicans getting in office. And Paul's idea with his own party says it should be a public reinvention. It should be a reinvention after 1 year removed from the Republican National Committee, saying the autopsy has to be done correctly. So he's seriously considering that 2016. He's considering that run. And that's not surprising, like I said. His name has been on the shortlist, it seems like, almost from day one. So the CNN ORC International poll shows that Paul is the top guy at a crowded field of potential Republican presidential candidates with 16% support among Republicans nationwide. So he's getting a boost for some of the things that have happened, I think, in the last month or so. A big boost. And he was the guy who is like his father. I mean, he's about liberties. And, of course, Ron Paul, his father, has a pretty sizable amount of people who follow him from the younger generation, as they were helping him not too long ago in New Hampshire and some other spots. So that's familiar territory, and it makes sense to indoctrinate him with some of the others. So the Republicans' best hope is to pick a lane, stay in the lane, and just not let the Democrats blow it. If it comes down to that, if it comes down to one-on-one, let them blow it and then sort it out after there. You know, after that. You may disagree. You might think to just be like a bull in a china shop and gravitate toward everyone who is like-minded. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So we've already brought up the Malaysian missing plane, the 777. How that happens, I have no idea. And some of the relatives are starting to really take in the possibility of what happened with their family. Talked a little bit about 2016. Hillary Clinton, it's hers. I can't imagine anyone knocks her off. I mean, let Joe Biden or somebody else burn through some money and decide they're going to try to run, but I don't see how anyone gets it besides her. So it's the Republicans that are going to have to do some dancing and make up for that. Because they got a machine. If it's Clinton, they have a machine working for Clinton. And they don't have a machine. So, big difference. I'll tell you what. So worried they are about the Democrats that the Republicans are looking at the Pelosi situation and wondering, what now? But there's a big threat of Nancy Pelosi being Speaker, and they pushed the voters who definitely wanted to do that. They pushed the voters to Jolly because of how radioactive, I'm certain, she is, Pelosi is. That's probably why that happened. So Republican strategists involved with David Jolly's win, or Jolly's rather, David Jolly's win in a Florida congressional race are crediting a sophisticated voter database nicknamed Honey Badger and voter concerned about Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. So she's going to keep fighting that fight, I think, until eventually she burns out. And instead of jumping out between terms, it might be a case of where she's in the middle of it. And that sets up 2016 pretty nicely, actually, for what could be just a terrible, boring race, even, depending on how it's played. Depending on how it's set up and how it's played. I mean, National Republicans really, really crossing that line between confident and arrogant about winning a Republican-held seat with heavy Republican electorate as part of it is not illuminating and certainly doesn't demonstrate whether their information, their data, analytics, ops, that kind of thing, looking at that. So what does he do for an encore? Is it something over the weekend? Is there an encore somewhere? I think he's laying out a system. That's why I think there's a system and more people are starting to follow it, which makes it easier to do that. So the possibility of Nancy Pelosi getting the gavel back somehow, wrestling it away, and Harry holding the Senate gavel is really an interesting concept to think about. I think it's a very difficult one, especially with the Republican David Jolly's win in Florida. They're looking to the databases and poo-pooing some of the voter concern, and one of the most vocal was Nancy Pelosi, who I already mentioned, you know, she's a Democratic minority leader. But the updates have to be as real-time as possible. And it's never fast enough. So that's what they have to work on. They have to work on it being bigger, badder, faster. Faster, faster, faster. And I don't know. It's kind of there on the cut line. Kind of on the cut line. If you know what I mean. So, with the systems in late February, the absentee ballots showed Jolly was trading the Democratic contender, Alex Sink, by 6 points, but leading her by 12 to 14 points among the people who had not cast absentee votes. So they were running out of time to make up the difference. Early voting just began March 1st. The election 10 days later, as you know. So the strategists who targeted and used the database system to target the voters who were most likely there to turn out and vote, what an interesting dynamic that was. Vote for Jolly or watch Pelosi, a California Democrat, take a long step toward becoming House Speaker again. And that was one of the messages that they sent out there to social media that really struck a chord. So I think who's ever running the show, if they shrink that down using that in selecting a candidate for 2016, it could be a different looking Republican Party, to tell you the truth. Because you got to make up your mind. You can't be all things to all people. If there's anyone out there listening to me, by the way, who is all things to all people, and you feel pretty confident about that, I want to hear from you, because I think that's part of the problem with the politicians. So let's get somebody who really is who he is, and I think that's the nerve that Rand Paul has hit. Coming up next, we're doing the number thing here on ATN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
China, there were a lot of people that were pretty upset. I have to say, I kind of gave her a pass, but when I found out there were 70 people in the entourage, now I'm like the rest of you. I mean, here's the deal. It's her visit is supposed to be what they're calling soft diplomacy. It's supposed to be soft diplomacy only, and no controversial topics will be discussed that are the big differences between the U.S. and China and the problem with the relationship, right? Human rights, economics, we know the list. No reporters were allowed on this family trip. So this visit is different. The first lady, this is what was said by the deputy this is the deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes. He told reporters ahead of the trip, what the first lady really brings is the power of her own story, the power of American values. What? And I don't even want to really slam the first lady. It's not about that. It's about, man, of all the money that we're putting out there? Why this much for 70 people in the entourage? 70 people. And it seems pretty high to me. Couldn't do it with a smaller crop. I mean, even detail, even Secret Service, rather, you would think that there would be a way to trim that down with not ending up with lame security. So I'm going to call foul on that, too. And that's 70 is the number, and that's why it fits into our We Can Count. All right. Also along the We Can Count highway, how about this one for you? The serious sanctions on Russia. What are the serious sanctions on Russia? This is kind of piddling around, too. Now, the president has announced an expansion of the sanctions against Russia following Russian Duma's approval of a treaty to annex Crimea. So, what does the broadening mean? What does it mean? What kind of pain can we inflict on Russia? Which, by the way, isn't worried about what the United States is going to level at them. The GDP growth last year was pathetic, 1.3%. Supposed to drop to zero for 2014. Oil future prices show that the market is expecting lower prices going forward. So you get it. Remember 2008, they were blowing and going. It was prosperity central. But that all changed. $50 billion, remember, was blown on the Sochi Olympic Games. And how could they ever recover that money? So Crimea is going to require billions more from the budget. And now more sanctions to more buddies is probably not going to have much of a kick for as a dissuading factor for Putin. So here we go again. And again, this is about the numbers. So if we were to calculate it, oil drops below $100 a barrel. Russia can't balance its budget because I just told you about the $50 billion that they blew on the Sochi Olympics. And the fact that it was much different in 2008 and even before that, really from 2000 to 2008, because they had solid growth. And, of course, what is 2008? It's the financial crisis, banks too big to fail, that hit everywhere. So they got caught in the middle of that, too. Big time. And this also fits into We Can Count. Numbers again, that's what you're looking for. And this surprised some people because they didn't even realize that he was having problems. But the founder of the Westboro Baptist Church, Fred Phelps, died at the age of 84. He had this small church in Kansas. And he went on a rampage in an anti-gay campaign, a lot of public events across the U.S., military funerals, that kind of thing. And it raised his profile to people who either just really loved this guy or were furious because of the things that he would protest. And Phelps Church was pretty much denounced as a hate group and wasn't part of any mainstream Baptist organizations. They say the membership was at about 100, maybe. And some of them were related to him. So that kind of colors the picture, I think, for a lot of people who had a different view altogether. But I think it's pretty much what it is what it is. That's one thing about Fred Phelps, as I was in our last segment talking about 2016 and what's real and what's not real. In the case of Fred Phelps, love him or just hate him as a hater, he did put his church on the map. He did do that. Nuclear power. The Ukraine has made a little bit of a dent in that direction. So what does that mean? The Ukraine pays dearly for U.S. device to give up nuclear weapons is what it means. They've made a huge tactical mistake in one sense, because by giving up their weapons and relying on U.S. protection, the former Soviet Republic, the Ukraine, finds itself caught in the middle of history and probably on the wrong end of history as well. But tick, 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 the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking at this point. And what is it we're giving? $1 billion? $1 billion. Whew. That's a lot of bucks. How about Scott Wagner, conservative activist and self-proclaimed political outsider, won a special election this week, Tuesday, for the Pennsylvania State Senate. He's a write-in candidate. Boy, that was shocking, huh? A write-in candidate. This shows you why every single one of these races is so important, leading up especially. So he won the special election for the Pennsylvania State Senate as a write-in candidate. Lots of aftershocks and initial shocks throughout the Republican hotbed. And the numbers show numbers like this. Incumbent Republican State Senator Michael Waug announced last year he would not seek re-election in 2014. And he just locked himself in a room at his house when he'd come home from work. He raised hundreds and thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. They can't even count how much. But see, then these special elections, the bummer thing about that is, even if you get the winner you wanted, is how much the city or county has to pay, the cost for the taxpayers for having special election, $300,000. I mean, by the time you get elected, you must feel exhausted from worrying about the other position. And especially, how much can you talk before you completely lose your voice and you're looking for anything, throat lozenge or something to help you stop from coughing and hacking over everybody around you. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.